All
Surprise
right.
Butt Sex. Oh, awesome. That was recorded.
Bamses.
Why there's people... Oh, yeah. Shakshak and Peter Shaker. Platoon leaders. That's why they can talk.
All right. So what we're going to do here is I want to go over just kind of how we're going to handle the meeting tonight. And we'll go from there. Basically, I want to try to moderate the meeting as best as possible. We got a lot of things we want to try to cover, and we want to try to get it done in a very timely fashion. So what we're going to try to do is we've got probably about two handfuls of topics we're going to go over. We're going to handle one topic at a time. We're not going to go bounce around or talk about other types of topics. We need to handle one and then get that taken care of and move to the next. Basically, we're going to have a council member that's going to be dedicated to each topic. They're going to kind of go through and talk about certain topics individually. And then if any other council members want to chime in, they'll chime in after that fact. And then at the end of that point, if anybody has any questions, concerns, or comments they want to make, PM me. What we're going to do is we're going to, just so that way we keep it kind of efficient and easy, we're going to keep everybody just kind of muted for now, and then we'll open up the floor individually so there's not anybody talking over each other to try to do any commenting or questions. And then, let's see, once we've got a council, okay, all right, and so that's pretty much it. Does anybody have any questions or want to poke me? Actually, yeah, poke me. That'll probably be easier. No poking? Okay. All right. Oh, looks like Jack is poking me to poke me. All right, go away. And
poke him back.
Symmetry has a lot to say. Okay. Well, what we're going to do is when we go through the topics, we can talk about that topic. And then at the end of the entire meeting, we're going to go through and talk about individual, like give you guys an open floor to talk about any concerns you have or suggestions and any kind of praises and things on how you felt like open beta went and going forward. So let's go ahead and get started so we're not sitting here all day. So the first thing is we're going to let Chrono talk. First topic is the belligerence with members and what is expected moving forward. So Chrono is next.
All right, guys. We just want to go over briefly things about belligerence and, like Ezeal said, what's going to be expected moving forward. I'm sure y'all have seen recently that we did do a lot of guild kicks, and I'm sure most of y'all probably saw the drama related with that. But what we're having happening is people are deciding, you know, when the council makes a decision, like say if we go into GVG, I know we're still working out on some kinks and we're trying to develop some things to fix it. But if you have an issue with what the council's saying, you need to message us and not bring it into guild chat. The other day when we were doing GVG, we had a couple of members that decided not to join in on the chat channels, even though they were there. It throws communication completely off. And what most people don't realize is it throws tactics off as well. If we're all sitting in a channel and we've got scouts running about trying to relay stuff to us, and then all of a sudden five of our members die because they're not listening, they'd rather PK than listen to us. And that's not going to be tolerated, especially if you come into guild chat and you say, well, we don't need to listen to you. We don't need to do this. There's a reason that we're leaders. And we need to be able to push this type of authority over. Also, if you've ever noticed any of the big guild decisions that are going on, you'll see that maybe one council member starts to talk about it, and they tell you what the decision is. If you have a problem with the decision, please, by all means, whisper us and let us know, and we'll talk to you about it. With these big decisions, it takes the majority of us as a council to be able to vote and make the decision. Some council members may disagree, some may agree, but at the end of it, whatever the vote is, the entire council is going to listen to what that vote is, and they're going to enforce it unless we see a reason that we need to change it. Another thing that we need to talk about is just basically, you have to come talk to us. I can't stress it enough. We've actually had a couple of members that got really upset with something that we had done because they didn't understand it. A lot of the problems that we're seeing are miscommunication. And as soon as they came to us and they whispered us and said, hey, can we talk to you for a minute? We got them up and vent, started talking to them. We'll spend 30 minutes to an hour talking to you if need be to understand what it is that the problem is. Just don't push it out in the guild chat. And with these couple of members that we had, once we got done explaining and we were able to talk to them, we're relatively very happy with what we all came up with. So please, by all means, come and see us. Don't be afraid to talk to us. But just don't put it in guilt chat and create a drama that's out there. It looks bad on us. It looks bad with the new members coming in. And you've got to understand that some of the decisions we're making is to make sure that we win, regardless of what it takes to win. We're a hardcore guild, and all that matters to us right now is getting those wins and getting those numbers. We're going to try to make it as fair as possible, but in the end...
Yeah, I'd like to jump in on that real quick, Connor, if I could. Just to add to what he's saying, the reason we had such a big focus on GVG and OBT, and this is going to remain an OBT. I mean, we are going to do GVGs going forward, but OBT, we went kind of crazy with GVG because we're a newly established name, a newly established guild. We have an image to put out there. Every other guild out there is established, they've been together a long time, and they have numbers. And unfortunately, because PvP is not something that actually affects politics just yet, the only thing that we can do is work on our image. And, you know, if a couple of guilds get mad at us because we beat them along the way, so fucking what? I'm receiving messages from guilds like Thirsty and Sinister Swarm where they actually, you know, were saying, hey, you guys did great, really glad we got to, you know, play with you guys and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm receiving positive along with this negative. You may only be seeing and hearing about negative right now, but, you know, I just want to let you guys know that we needed to get our image out, that we've done a fantastic fucking job. I don't think we could have done a better job of getting our image out there. I mean, you know, let haters hate. Let them come in and try to just derail us and stuff like that. It's nothing to do with what we were trying to do. We really did well, guys. Thanks, everybody, for all the participation, the praising and stuff like that. We've really put a great image. And going forward into Head Start, we're not going to be doing nearly as many GVGs. We're kind of going to be avoiding them, in fact. And, you know, if someone initiates on us, so be it. But we're probably not going to be initiating at all, either during Head Start or launch, maybe until endgame. We'll discuss this later to clarify. Anyway.
Chrono.
Oh, that's about all I have to say. I just want people to know that if we say something, please do it. If you have an issue, whisper us, let us know. Don't be afraid to talk to us.
Yeah, you voted us to council for a reason, you know. We're here to talk to you guys. We're here to help you guys. We're not, you know, I hate to pull his name in here, but we're not Soap. We're approachable people, and I really respect all the members who have taken time to pull me aside to voice concerns with me. I've relayed all those concerns to the council. They will be discussed. And, you know, stuff like that. I just wanted to, you know, make sure that you guys know you voted us into this position where we're helping, you know, control the direction of the guild and the rules of the guild and really make those hard decisions for you guys. And outside of that, you guys could receive all the benefits from it. But you have to respect us. You voted us into council for a reason. And if another thing, you don't like any of us in council, that needs to be known too. Like if any of you disrespect us, because this was a problem with some of the members that were removed. They said, I have no respect for some of the people in council. I'm like, well, hey, you know, we have a procedure in place to remove members from council if they're not supposed to be there. So we want to hear it. Like if you have negative or positive things towards any of the council members, we've got to make sure we get this heard. So, you know, make sure you make that heard. Anyway, sorry to sort of overtake you there a little bit, Connor, but I just wanted to add to it.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's about all I needed to say. That sums it up right there.
Does any council member want to jump in briefly?
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay. Council members, anybody want to poke me to say anything on that topic?
I'm poking you right now.
No. All right. Well, I'm going to assume I've not received a poke. I'm going to give you about 2 seconds, and then we're moving on. Next topic is going to be council role and authority, and I think Riku was going to talk about that.
Yes. I'm sorry. Basically, some things that I wanted to talk to you guys about were the fact that we were voted in. There's going to be an option to re-elect should you feel that any of us aren't doing our job correctly and as you see fit. With that being said, what we're here for is for you to talk to. We don't want people to feel like you cannot communicate with us or stress your problems or concerns to us. We want you to look at us as fellow comrades, and also there has to be a line between just member and council member, just for the order of things. So that being said, a lot of the rules that we are trying to enforce, which you probably have read already under important guild updates, although they may seem harsh, we felt it was the best course of action to make sure that there's some order here. If you have a problem with a council member, we'd prefer that you talk to a council member about that and pull them aside. And then obviously that issue will be talked about to that council member that you have an issue with, because otherwise, if you don't tell us what we are doing incorrectly, we cannot, you know, do better. And we're trying to do the best that we can. And it's been really hectic trying to get things into place over the short amount of time that we've had. Anyway, if there's anybody that has any questions or concerns with how we're running things, please message a council member and bring it to our attention so we can discuss it in a council meeting. If anybody has any, Yes?
Was that it, Rika?
I don't know. Is there anything else I missed? Because my brain is kaput right now.
I just want to just reiterate one point just from my perspective. If you have anything, you know, with a particular council member that you want to, that you have a problem with, you know, go to them and talk to them about that first, before talking to other council members, because, you know, at least try to resolve those issues on a one-on-one basis if you can. I know myself, I mean, I'm more than happy to talk to anybody if you've got a question or a problem with something I've done. Most of the time, you know, if something's gone down, I'll be more than happy to apologize if I've done anything to wrong somebody, or, you know, if you have any suggestions and things. So just remember that. And we're trying to be, you know, we want to have fun here. I mean, that's the premise of this whole thing. We want to have fun. We want to GVG, PVP, and wreck people's face. And that's all I want to do. And so we need your help doing that. Okay. Any other council members want to go next?
Good here.
Okay. Any members want to poke me real quick to interject any questions? All right. Well, then we'll go on to the next topic, which is the guild bank system, and Sin is going to take care of that.
As for the guild bank, right now we have it. Only council members can pull it out, but anyone can put stuff in. So feel free to contribute, like gathering items, crystals you don't need, any weapons. There's basically anything you want to contribute to the guild, feel free to put in. There's 4 tabs. Only thing I ask, because I am kind of, I guess, anal about it, is just like organize it in different places. Like, don't just throw everything in the one and then start in the next one. Like, have one tab being like the crystals, and the second tab being like crafting materials, and third tab being like weapons, armor, stuff like that. If you guys want anything from it, just PM a council member. It will be first come, first serve. So basically that's it. Just, you can put anything in it, keep it organized, and just PM a council member if you would like something. And it is first come, first serve, so if you want, like, a gold weapon, ask him now. The only thing I say is, when it comes to weapons and armor, if someone needs it, like, actually needs it, I would say that takes precedence over just needing it for enchanting. Other than that, that's basically it.
Distar, you wanted to add?
Yes, at this current point in time, Symmetry, so we have a bunch of shit in the bank, crafting materials and his personal stash of gold. It's a good thing he did, because apparently his pre-order disappeared, so he's having to start again in Head Start. So I just wanted to let you guys know there's a lot of shit in the bank right now that's actually not the guild, that's partially his. So, you know, look at the bank as it is, sort of face value. I accidentally combined all the crafting materials with his crafting materials that he deposited. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out some way of fairly distributing that, or simply giving Twisty full access to, you know, crafting materials if he's going to use them. But yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know, if you're looking in the bank and you're like, oh, wow, there's lots of shit in here. Yeah, a lot of that's his. I just wanted to let you guys know. And is that still true, Twisty? Like, there's no difference on that right now? Put it in chat. Like, nothing's changed, like, you still can't get your account back or anything, so that's all your stuff.
Why, have you talked to him yet? Like, what's up with that?
Okay, he can't get on his Zerker. Okay, alright, so yeah, as I said, you know, keep in mind, a lot of shit in the bank is Swifties, including the 260-something gold that's in there, too.
All right.
Anyway, moving on.
Any other council members want anything to say about the guild bank? Okay. Any members want to poke me to talk about the guild bank? Okay. Next topic is going to be squat setup and changes, and Zid is going to talk about this topic.
Yes. Sorry. Basically, we have been listening, a lot of you demanding to have the squad system really fast. We haven't implemented on OBT because it was going to be a bigger chaos if we did it in the middle of the Guild Wars. It was going to be more confusion, more disagreement with members playing with some people, and that takes time. Of course, now we're going to implement this right now for early access. Sorry, I'm in it. So
I'm going to go ahead and make you all the squad post real quick.
Yeah. As you can see, there is a squad post that Stacy made. We want you guys to pick up to group on groups of five and try to think about the composition. And once you think about that, you have the group set up with your friends or not, whoever it is, we don't really care. You need to choose a squad leader between yourself. Sure. Wait. After I finish, Christine. You pick up your squad leader. We're going to talk with that squad leader because just the fact that you're the squad leader doesn't mean that you might be aware of all the work that you need to do as a squad leader. We have been talking. We are going to make the squads rotate on towards end content. Where, for example, let's say that we have six squads at the moment. Three of those squads are going to be constantly roaming and PKing people and just playing for our guild versus guild interests. And the other three squads are going to be farming. Then we are going to be rotating those three guilds. And we got to set up the day, how many days are going to be, if it got to be 2 days or 3 days. So everyone has an opportunity to get their gear and all the stuff.
Just to basically clarify, if you didn't understand what he meant by farming, basically giving people a period between DVGs to level their character, to get gear, to do everything other than focus on DVG.
Yeah, exactly, because... Even that most of us love PvP a lot, there's a lot of people that they feel that they need to farm before even PvP. And both of parts have the reason on that. So we're giving time for everyone until everyone is geared up. One thing that's going to happen with the squad system, we're going to try to take back the trainings. We're going to start not doing the trainings that we did in GM anymore. We are just going to start with teamwork, composition, combos, that kind of training. If there is some class training that is new to any member, we can nail it down really fast. But we need to have an obligatory, mandatory training for everyone. It's going to be mostly mandatory because there is a lot of people, and mostly Zorks and people with CCs have been seen this weekend, where most of the people in this guild break CCs and we lose points just because of that fact. And that kind of stuff cannot happen. Less in early access, where we are going to be engaged by a lot of guilds. So, gather up, start talking with people, try to form your squad, post on the forums. We're going to give every squad a sticky post so they can organize their stuff. We're going to give every squad, of course, a channel where they can communicate. Every squad leader of every squad, we are going to teach them how to use the channel commander stuff so we can coordinate if we need more than 2-3 squads to kill some members of our guild, and we can organize that really easy. And there's something too. Squad leaders are going to be fully responsible for their squad. What this means, if we call the... We have been talking about the platoon thing, nailing down from 3 platoon leaders to 1. If the platoon leader calls your squad, and you take way too much time to go there, it's going to land on the squad leader. Because the squad leader needs to make sure that his squad can be everywhere in less than 5 minutes. We have stocks, teleports, the Pegasus doesn't take them more than 2 minutes to travel to long distances. So there's no excuse. If the squad, the fucking platoon leader tells, we need you here, you got to be in less than 5 minutes, we can't take half hour to organize in GBG. Because we not only make that the other guild leaves the zone, but we lose the opportunity of maybe winning just because we have 2 more people, 3 more people, or whatever. I don't know if I'm leaving something behind. Stacy, Chrono.
The call to arms is what we're officially calling it when a platoon leader calls you guys out. The way that we're going to kind of do this, it is detailed in the post I linked, so please make sure you read it. It's going to literally be a make or break for us when we do the call to arms. We're not going to be throwing the call to arms out there every 10 minutes. We're not going to waste people's time with the call to arms. We're going to make sure that that the situation at hand really calls for it. We're going to speak to, oh, look, I found 25 members of this guild here. We really need our guild there right now. Well, if our guild is majority, if the majority of our guild is really busy, I don't know whether that, you know, that kind of thing would affect whether we drop everything or not, whether it really gives us an advantage. So the call to arms is what we're going to call it. And another thing I want to make abundantly clear, we may do mock calls to arms. And I don't want people getting frustrated about this because, you know, we may waste 10, 15 minutes of your time. We may ask you to drop a group. It's a test. And although it's going to, you know, frustrate you and upset you, we need to know that everybody can make it out in a timely manner. We need to know that they can fall in line with their squad leaders, fall in line with their squads, and teleport and Pegasus fly or whatever it is they need to the said location and channel. We need to make sure people can do that. I don't think anyone in this channel is not going to do that. I just want to give you guys a heads up. We may do 1 or 2 fire drills. We're not going to do more than that, just to make sure that the call to arms works. And we're going to be putting call to arms in guild chat. We're going to be doing a TeamSpeak-wide announcement call to arms, and it will be up to individual members to join on their squad leader in both TeamSpeak and in-game. And members will be required to drop what they are doing. No matter what, doesn't matter what you are doing, if you're supposed to drop everything you're doing if a call to arms is initiated. Again, I just want every member to be on board with the fact where we're doing kind of a fire drill, or we may do a fire drill. We may not. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up because we don't want people getting upset or frustrated because we're wasting time. The quicker you guys are out there for this fire drill, the quicker you guys can all get the fuck out and continue what you were doing.
Yeah, and so, we're going to do trainings on gathering people really quick. For gathering 5 to 6 squad doesn't have to take more than 10 minutes. If we start seeing that squads are failing to gather up quick, we're going to have a serious talk with those squads. because it's not like you are fucking up with the squad. You're only also fucking up with the whole of the rest of the guild that drop anything that they were doing instantly and just went to fucking BB. And if there's a squad taking way too many time, the blame is, of course, on the squad leader, because it's the person in charge to make their members drop anything instantly. If I say, or Stacy says, or the platoon leader says, call to arms, which is going to be last resource. It's not that we are going to start calling call to arms every fucking 2 seconds.
Right. It's going to be something very few and far between, and it's probably going to be in the larger GVG battles.
For example, if I say, we say, the message runs through guild chat, and it takes more, you need to drop instantly whatever you're doing. As soon as we finish to type that message, you get to drop whatever you're doing. Even if you're on a PvE dungeon, even if you're picking even in other guilds, you gotta do what the platoon leader says. We cannot make people lose time. That's one of the major complaints. We made some GBGs that were nailed down really fast towards the end, but we need to even shrink even more the time. It can take more than 10 minutes to get to gather up people.
Yeah, we wasted a lot of people's time just fucking hanging out and waiting. I mean, we could have had some good GBGs, but because people just took forever to get out there, we didn't have the numbers to compete. And, you know, again, you know, this is really important because we need our squads there. We need it. We need anyone who's online and available.
Yeah. Symmetry, do you want to ask something about squad systems when we are going back to GBG with Chrono? He's going to be more specific with that than me. Just trying to cover an overview of that.
Go ahead, Symmetry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's a good idea to just let people go, you know, oh, look, I want to be with this person, and then have that squad set in stone. I personally think you need to have a few 5v5s first. Let people get an idea of PvPing with each other, because it might be a nice idea at first, but you don't know if it's going to work out. You might want to switch around after.
Well, the squad system's truly flexible. We, you know, want to empower the squads to rotate people in and out. It's not going to be set until, I mean, you put your squad there, that's how it is. You want to change whatever's on that list, you just let us know, we'll change it to whatever. You know, we're going to let people go in and out. It's not set in stone unless it's on that list. You're basically going to form up with whoever is on that list with you. That's basically going to be your point of reference to your squads. You know, make sure you communicate with your squad members, with your squad leaders, you know, what might work better, what, you know, who you want, who you don't want for whatever reasons. But I think, you know, leaving it up to the members is important. But I think your point is definitely heard, as far as actually giving people the flexibility to rotate people in and out.
Yeah, but we also want people, before even trying to rotate members, at least stick together for 2-3 weeks or even for 3 or 4 trainings, because trainings are going to be totally different from now on. They're going to be squad versus squad, and we are going to be stopping the middle of the fight just to point out stuff that people is doing wrong, and just that way we can progress and improve every each of all the squads, so no one is left behind. Okay, besides that, do you have anything else to ask, Jesse?
That's all.
Okay, someone else has a question regarding squads? If not, we are moving to GBG.
Last chance.
Commander Chrono.
Wait, did we talk about one platoon leader instead of three?
That's Chrono's job.
Yeah, that's
okay,
next.
Chrono.
That GBG is the talk with the general.
Knighthood has a question.
Knighthood, go ahead.
I was going to say, sorry, I just came back. I had to run an errand. Anyways, squads will progressively be created over time, though, correct? This isn't just like, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, for example, This squad is, we prefer that you people pick up the members of every squad that you want to be in, because synergy is everything in teamwork. If you don't do stuff like naturally with other people, it's not going to work in the end, or at least it's going to take way too much work. So the best thing is just play with everyone that you feel comfortable with. If that thing gives you problem, approach the council, and we are going to see a way to fix it, to make it improve, or we just are going to rotate some members. But don't give up on the first try, because it's rude even for the people that you are trying to rotate. You need to, everyone needs to give, what?
I just wanted to add something when you're done.
Yeah, but Bixen is trying to make a question. Go, Bixen.
Hold on 1 second. Let's give her grant powers. Vixen?
I was hold on, I forget things all the time. I have to ask CEOs what I want to ask. Hold on. Okay, sorry. I have a retarded illness, makes me forget things. Should we put our schedule somewhere or something so it's more convenient that way?
The only way to figure that out is talking with people. For example, you want to be in a squad or you want to be picked for a squad. You just need to talk with those person, because if everyone start posting their schedules and times of play, it's going to be chaotic even for the people that wants to be picked up, because it's going to be just a flood of hours, and I'm going to be here and going left here. So go speak with the squad leader, or if you're forming a group up, try to talk with the people of that group and try to figure out and try to concede convene on the hours and that stuff.
Yeah, I want to add to that whole thing, actually. I'm clarifying a few things. I'm going to make a few changes to the squad post to clarify this. We're going to have a time limit that we are going to give members of the guild. It's going to be a huge time limit, so don't freak out. But we want everyone in the squad. Everyone in the guild, we want in a squad. If you cannot find a squad, you have to let a council member know. We will either find you people that you can play with. You know, obviously, schedule is important. Use the forums on our website to either make a squad, to get with people, say, hey, these are my play hours. I mean, for example, me and Jeff / Owie, we have very similar play hours. So, one of the things I did back in Gravity Room and End, when I created my squad, is I based it entirely off of playtime and when people are going to be available come end game and come, you know, after the launch and the craziness of launch, you know, where people are going to sort of settle into a routine. So definitely use the form to your advantage. Post your schedule. Say, you know, if you and Zeos want to put a squad together, Vixen, it's probably going to be a good idea, because you could just say, okay, here's two slots of the squad done already. You know, three slots open. We want either these classes. Here's our schedule. Anyone who fits the bill, let us know. You know, something like that. Everyone in this channel needs to understand that we are going to require you to be in the squad, so because we need to be able to call on you for that exact reason. We need to be able to rotate you for that exact reason. You know, we need everybody. We need everybody on board with this. And again, you know, it may not work out perfectly because we may have an odd number of people in the guild, blah, blah, blah. We're going to figure that out as we come to it, but we're going to try to get everyone in a squad until then. So if you've tried diligently, and I say try diligently, please try to find a squad. Don't just go to a council member and say, hey, find me a squad. No, go find yourself a squad. Go make yourself a squad. If you've really tried and you can't find one, or find a, you know, someone who needs a sork or whatever class it is you are, then, you know, after trying for a while, let us know. I will discuss with the council members what kind of time limit we're going to give you guys. I'm pretty sure we're going to give you a pretty big time limit, but I mean, we're still going to need to be able to call on people. So the quicker you guys handle this, the better for us, I mean, as a guild. You know, the more squads that we form, the quicker, the better it is. I don't want people just hanging out for a month waiting for someone to contact them, you know, because, you know, they didn't actively search a squad. So please make sure you get on those forums, you speak to our members, get in TeamSpeak, do what you have to do to get a squad figured out. If there are any questions or concerns on that front, then go ahead and PM me, Zeal, with a poke.
Any pokes on squads? All right, then we're going to hand it back over to Chrono and let him discuss the GVG standing operating procedures and kind of what we're doing with that area. Chrono, the floor is yours.
All right, guys. While we were going through the open beta, I got a big chance to see how GVG was going to work with the effects of calling the entire guild into, you know, a battle mode presents. I saw the communication issues and response times for people getting there and the need for the chain of command, which is why we're going to be running the squads, as Zed and Distar were telling y'all. But how we handled it is going to be a little bit differently now. It's going to be left kind of up to a tactical mindset and just basically pure common sense. Y'all don't need to be worried about it being called as much as it was used to, because we're going to go about things a little bit differently. I think the council was talking about doing one platoon leader, so it's solid communication from one person so we can move commands, and this is kind of how we're going to work it. While the squads are going to be out there roaming, let's say, for example, a squad sees like maybe 10 people or so out there on the front, and what they need to do is they need to give us a whisper and tell us, hey, you know, we're seeing this many people. We're going to be working with the squad leaders to tell them how to talk with the platoon leads that are up in position to let them know, hey, you need to tell us how many people are out there, you know, what the landscape looks like. Is it going to be easy for us to come in from a flight plan? Do y'all need to back off? You need to be mindful of where exactly you're located so I can move the guild into a position to where we can move in. But like, say, if it's just 10 people, I'm probably just going to tell you, hey, I know for a fact that there's going to be a couple of other squads in that area. We'll move them over to your position. Let's see if y'all can take care of it. If you're looking at a force that's like 15 to 20 people, and they say, hey, we have got a large force sitting in front of us, this is how far away from the nearest safe zone we are, we need help, then we're going to have to analyze it and see if I have to do, you know, a call for arms for everybody to come out. And if that ends up being the case, this is where we're going to come back to the belligerents and listening to, you know, council members and your platoon leaders and whatnot, that if the call to arms does go out, I am going to be looking at the guild roster to see who all is doing something. If the vast majority of the guild is sitting inside of an instance at the moment, I'm probably not going to call it. We're just going to back off because it would just be too hard to get people there. But in a scenario where, say, it's a guild that we're really lagging behind, we need to take the chance to hit them hard, we need to kill them so we can get that win, then I'm probably going to call everybody. I'm going to say, hey, there's a call to arms, we need to get there ASAP. I know a lot of people are probably going to have, you know, some problems with it at first. They're probably going to say, well, you know, just let me finish this instance real fast, let me do this or let me do that. I can tell you, for if anybody got to see me, it took me a minute to get to 32. I was probably one of the stragglers that kind of came behind. I would constantly have to drop out of instances to check on this or that. It gets frustrating, but you have to remember it's for the better part of the guild. It's to secure the wins that we secure. So if I do call you, you know, if you've got some complaints, whisper it to me. But you've got to come out there as fast as possible. Drop it as fast as you can and get out there. If we have people that decide not to listen to us, when we decide, you know, hey, we have to do this, everybody needs to come, everybody needs to be in their proper channels and team speak so they can hear what's going on, then we're going to have to take action against that. Because most of y'all are going to think, well, if I'm in an instance and I need this item, well, what if everybody's in an instance and they need that item, but at the same time, we could be possibly about to lose a guild war that we shouldn't be losing. Then I can't do that for everybody. So when the call to arms goes out, y'all have to come. But just remember, when the call to arms does go out, that means we're going to have scouts looking in the area to figure out, hey, this is exactly where this location's at, where these people, We're going to be looking for backup people that could be in the area, any allied guilds, and then we're going to hit them. And as soon as it's done, we'll go back into squad formation. Y'all can go back questing. But we just need to reiterate, you know, this is how the chain of command is going to work. When we do this, the squads are primarily going to be the main focus. Squad leaders will be talking with the platoon leader, and platoon leader will relay orders back down to the squads. But for the majority, the squad leaders are going to be the main bulk of the fight, and they're going to be barking most of the orders to y'all. So just remember to listen to your chain of command. Let's keep winning Guild Wars, and let's keep ourselves up at the top of this game.
Distar?
Just wanted to talk quickly amongst the council, very quickly on this. Sorry, I had to say.
Bless you.
Anyway, thanks. So ultimately what I wanted to discuss was basically the chain of command if Chrono is not here, the chain of command when Chrono's here, and you know how that's going to really pan out, because obviously we may have a situation arise where we need that GVG call to arms and Chrono's not online. We're going to have something in place for that. So I wanted to discuss amongst us with the guild here very briefly if we can just nail that down.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I mean, my suggestion ultimately is to have maybe 3 platoon leaders and have an order of hierarchy for them, like we currently have the 3, and just say, here's the 1. If it's this guy's on, it's this person's responsibility. If he's not on, it falls to this guy. If they're not, it falls to this guy. If that person's not on, it falls to a council member or something to that effect.
That actually sounds like an excellent plan, if anybody has any objections to it. Keep the platoon leaders that we have in effect right now, and then it bounces down depending on who's
online. Right. Basically, exactly. And, I mean, honestly, we don't even need to put a hierarchy. Chrono, we've pretty much agreed, and I don't think there's any major objections. And if you do have an objection to this, please say so. You know, we want people to voice their objections. So Chrono at this point will be the primary platoon leader. When he's on, he'll be making the calls. If he's not on, it'll be up to Fetus Shaker and Jack-Jack to discuss between themselves who's going to run the show, basically. And if neither of those people are on, I think it should fall to the council members to make a decision like that. But again, I think it would probably be priority or something if council members require a minimum amount of people to make that decision, like at least 4 council members or something like that. What do you guys think?
I'm all for this idea if it's 1 platoon leader only calling the shots. I mean, I understand if Chrono's not there and it's not even me or Jack-Jack, but if he is there, I don't feel anyone else besides Chrono should do the talking, just so there's no miscommunication or confusion.
Yeah, so the chain of command then, ultimately, the responsibility will fall on Chrono initially. If he's not on, it's going to fall on Fetus Shaker, Jack-Jack. Now, you guys can decide between yourselves who wants to run the show. That's not going to be difficult. I think you guys are very agreeable people. If you'd rather I hierarchy you guys, you know, a number 2 position, number 3 position, let me know. But ultimately, I figure you guys won't have issues with that. And then beyond you two, if neither of you are on, I think it should fall on to available council members that are online. Have objections, suggestions, go ahead and right click on Ezio and click poke.
Poke, poke, poke. Come on, guys. All right, so if I'm not going to be poked, then I guess we'll go to the next subject.
All right, so that's confirmed then. I'll go ahead and update that in the squad post.
Hold on 1 second. Rico needs to jump in real quick. Go right ahead.
Okay, something that I wanted to cover is we did kick out some members. Those members were Takini, Shwezi, and Capella. And I wanted to give you guys the reasons for that. Sumi left, and so did Noggs afterwards, but Noggs was a bit of a troll. Part of the reason that they were kicked out is because they were refusing to participate in some GVG events. They didn't want to follow direction and orders, and they also refused to come up when we were having wars and be in the war channel with us. Several of the council members tried pulling them aside and were talked very negatively to. Being told that, you know, they were not going to socialize with us, that they didn't want to, and that they wanted to do things their own way in the battle. When a squad or platoon leader tells you to do something, you need to follow directions, and they refused and thought that they knew better. We're really cutting down on people and trying to, you know, bring us all into a close-knit group. We ended up finding out that they really were not about the guild. They were more so about their group and who they wanted to play with, and they didn't feel it necessary, so we had to let them go. But I did want to, you know, tell everybody what was going on with that and cover any questions that you guys had in regards to it to make sure that we were all on the same page. Later, Tahini ended up apologizing to us and saying that he didn't realize that you cannot win provinces by PvP. You have to win by popular vote. So as a result, he did take back some of what he said and was apologizing, but the other members are continuing to troll us in threads and such. So again, just ignore all of that on the forums or in-game and let our actions speak for themselves.
Can I follow that up?
Yes, please.
Go for it.
Those were the members that were kicked. The trials that were kicked this open beta were Ajax, Damok, Dragona, Elite Decay, Lina, Tiny, and Zez. That's all.
Okay. Trials can react.
We're also implementing, a new safe system to protect members as well as the guild. If you are a trial member and you fall out of line and the council has a vote that is majority in favor of removing you, there won't be a warning. But if you are a member, and that's after your 30 days, we will pull you aside, we will talk it out, and we will give you that warning. But that will be your last chance. We cannot tolerate disrespect and misbehaving and people not listening or respecting the council members. I understand that you'll have disagreements. We're not asking you to shut up. We're not asking you not to voice disagreements. You're supposed to just keep it out of guild chat. Keep it out of TeamSpeak. Speak to us. You know, say, hey, can I have a word with you or the council real quick? But ultimately, just follow the respective channels we've put in place to protect the guild and protect you guys as members. Anyway, Kim wanted to speak.
One thing that I do want to address to everyone is we have been subjected to a lot of trolling lately. This includes on the forums, in the game, and on our website. Please ignore this. Do not egg on the talk. Do not respond to it. If anything, just respond with an ignoring comment, bumping us, encouraging us, noting the good things that we've done for the guild. Do not respond to anyone in the thread. I know a couple people have already responded, but it's really just going to get us nowhere. So ignore it. Right now, our forum post for recruitment on the Jagged Coast thread is being bumped over and over again by trolls from multiple guilds that are angry that they lost to us in GPG. Please, in the future, just ignore all of that. If you have a concern with something somebody says and you want it cleared out, bring it to a council member. But ignore the trolling. Do not talk back to people because it's just going to give us a bad name, and I really don't care what people think. The fact that we're getting so much attention and we're such a small guild just goes to show, you know, that we're doing something right.
Yeah, and I also want the guild to know, for the majority of y'all that have spoken with me, most of y'all know that I'm a pretty easygoing guy. And for those of y'all that were in the GVG can know that, you know, I can be a little bit of a hard ass sometimes, which is the way that I work. And you also need to understand that when the council does say something, it really is for y'all's best benefit. So if you end up, if I put out the call to arms or somebody else puts out the call to arms and we have to be there and we're constantly having to tell you, please show up. Please get into the chat channel. Please talk to us. I'm just going to be done saying please, and we're going to have to talk to you. So don't be offended by our personalities, but everybody knew from the guild guidelines what we were about. Being hardcore. Being hardcore means that we have to have communication. We have to be able to listen. And if you have a problem with it, just whisper us, and we'll work it out. Before that time being, please listen to us, because if not, then we are going to have to vote to see whether you stay here or not.
I want to address something else. There has been some concerns regarding guild applications. We're going to start, and we have been tossing around some ideas and stuff, to tighten up that process. We want to make it really, really not hard, but really difficult for people that is casual and they believe they are hardcore to get passed through the application. We are trying to make an application system where people with the right attitude, the right mindset, and the right dedication can go through. So, for all those people that had concern about future applications, we're trying to take care of them. So, we just don't accept anyone just by the sake of accepting people in the guild. We don't want to have, like, the last, I'm going to say the last 10 people, but it's not going to be, it's literally the last 10 people. And from among the last 10 people that joined this guild, most of them did fit on GBG. And we don't want that. So we're going to make things clear for every new applicant. They got to be really careful. They need to feel that they are in Tri-Iperia, and we are trying to find the best ways to do that. If you have any suggestion, for example, Twisty came today with a suggestion of, for example, letting people run with us until we are sure that those people are good to be inside the guild, even if they are trial. That's a really good proposal. It has a couple of cons, but if we can sort out those cons, it could be a good idea. But if you have ideas like that, please contact us. Contact every member of the council that you like most or whatever. Doesn't matter. Just toss the idea to the council so we don't have this kind of problem in the future. And the same goes for drama. Kim already said, don't pay attention on the forums. We are in a position right now that we're going to be one of the most hated guilds in the server. You guys got to deal with that from now on. It's not going to change. There's no going to be a way around it. The only difference is that we're going to start respecting everyone. We're not going to troll anyone. We only speak on the field. And we only talk about the stuff that we do. Not stuff that we didn't do. So please, no replies, either in-game or outside the game. No forums, no website, no PMs, nothing. If people want drama, is killed very easily. When you ignore drama, it drops away instantly. And only the things that surface from that drama is the facts. If we start dominating everyone, and we start respecting people, and we don't troll, and that kind of stuff, in the end, our image is going to be bumped up. So take that in consideration. We're going to be really hate in this server. And if someone has a question towards that, please shoot right now so we can disperse doubts about that too.
Yeah, right. If there's no questions, can I?
Well, real quick, I want to interject something, and then Distar, and then your next H2O. All
right.
I second everything that everybody's been saying. I think the biggest thing is just keep everything. Riku said it. Don't comment on the forums. Don't comment anywhere else. Just leave everything to let me. All I got to do is look at our GVG record, and they can see that, you know, we're doing very well. And so just let that ant speak for itself. And at the end of the day, they're going to eventually die off, or they're just going to bump us with their hate. Distar, you're next.
I just wanted to say, as far as, you know, us being hated, there are many guilds out there. Should I say many? The only ones I can really put my finger on right now is obviously Nog, Shwezi, the people that were removed and declared war against us. We've then got Reflections of Eternity and Avid. Those seem to be the three. Cutie Brigade is out there too. But I'm receiving good word from other guilds too, like Thirsty, Sinister Swarm. You know, there are guilds out there who actually genuinely don't have any hate towards us, and in fact have nothing but praise. So, you know, the people that we beat are the people QQing right now. They're the people that are trolling and everything else. And so, you know, ultimately, there's going to be hate, but there is going to be some praise with that too. I mean, people, like Z said, you know, some people, they hate success. They hate successful people, you know, and they'll do anything to tear that person down or those people down just to make themselves feel better. It's what people do. So, you know, you just have to be able to take it and take it in your stride. And I'll be the first to admit, I posted all over the forums, but from here on, I'm not going to be posting anything. I think it's fair to say that we really cannot fuel any of this hate any longer, because it's just going to die out eventually, and let our records speak for itself.
H2O.
Awesome. Cool. All right. So I'm going to link it again right there. That's the link for the new application we're currently rewriting as an entire guild. I kind of gave up a rough draft and asked more critical questions like, what does hardcore mean, instead of, do you realize it's a hardcore guild? That's probably the most important question in there, I would think. But yeah, just to reiterate and kind of sway the direction of the guild, hardcore is not just about, you know, playtime. It's about your skills, your glyphs, what crystals you're using, your tactics against different classes and such like that. And as a guild, we're all responsible, not just council members on voting who's to leave, but you guys are responsible for finding out who really belongs in the guild and who doesn't keep up to par with the rest of us. A lot of trials are going to fail, especially since I'm going to start cracking down on pretty much everybody and how they play. So if I offend you in the next few months, I guess, I'm sorry. Just trying to better the guild. I'm going to start basically researching into every class and kind of picking out mistakes people are making. And it may or may not go against your preference of playstyle, but it's going to be for the betterment of the guild, I believe, especially since we're claiming to be hardcore and we want to be hardcore. And certainly within the next few months, we'll have an idea of what hardcore means. So yeah, that's basically all there is to it. I'm not hating on your gear, Vixen. You didn't have much time to get your gear anyways, and I understand it's unlucky and such like that. But what I'm really talking about, not so much gear, is like, are you striving for the right stats when you're, you know, trying to identify your gear? And are you using the right crystals, stuff that coincides with the kind of skills that you have and things like that? That's going to be the biggest thing. And also, these trials that get in, though many of them are going to be kicked, we're going to be doing things like 5v5 and 1v1s with these trials to see if they even have what it takes before we invite them in the guild, once we hit level cap and we have time to do stuff like that.
Yeah, that's how we're going to weed out. We're going to weed out players as well, because there are a lot of players who didn't hit level cap.
Okay.
We have one question from Aurelia that she wants to ask.
She's actually not able to talk, I don't think. She sent me her question and message. And basically, it's just more of a statement that, you know, the council expects the members to not, you know, respond back to the trolling, and that, you know, basically that needs to be, you know, adhered to by the council as well. And I agree with her.
Indeed.
I agree.
All right, so now the next topic is, anybody, Chrono? Just Matt.
Now Knighthood sent me a question. You want to wait for that one, since we already went over Knighthood, since it is GVG for the end. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, we're actually opening up for comments, questions, or suggestions from guild members. So if you've got any questions, comments, you know, go ahead and poke me, and then I'll go ahead and open up the floor to you. Distar?
Fida Shaker gave me a list of stuff. Most of it's already been addressed, but I wanted to see if we could touch on some of these points. Let's see here. Another thing that I wanted to make clear is, everyone, please check the news section of our website and the notification section of our website, which is the little blue triangle in the bottom left that has the exclamation mark. Any very important information is going to be relayed to you in these little notifications. If you go to the homepage, you should see a notification in the bottom left. Should see, you know, news posts on the homepage. Also, we're going to be sending out invitations to events if we do hold anything that we want everyone to show up as and also mailing out invitations. So in the bottom right, keep an eye on all your notifications. Bottom left, keep an eye on your notifications. Homepage, please be checking the chat and the news section. We're going to try to relay as much information to you all as possible. Also, if you don't find anything in those areas and you're looking for information like the squad system, go to the forums, do a search. If you just put squad system or squad into the search pane for forums, that's how I had to find it just now. There's no direct links to that squad recruitment thread just yet. other than just going to the forums itself. So if you guys have any problems, you know, getting information from us, or you need clarification on information, you know, those are the best places to look. We will try to do better in getting this information to you guys, because I know that was a concern, because we want to make sure you guys have everything that you need to know. I mean, we don't really want everyone to have a million questions, basically. We want everyone to just be cool with how it is. Again, I wanted to touch on briefly how we're going to weed out players who may not be up to par. We're going to be doing group duels, teamwork duels, tests, basically, ultimately, in a sense, with all the trial members, and so on and so forth. And we're going to basically, you know, review members. And we already did a single member review where we actually went down the entire member list. We're going to be doing that probably once every few weeks, just basically going through our entire member list and commenting, updating, adding, you know, who's really cutting it, who's really not, you know, attitude, things like that. I mean, everything really we consider, but, you know, so I don't want people to feel like that we're going to be allowing people who may not really be up to par as far as our guild standards go to remain, because, you know, that's going to happen. There are going to be people in the guild who just aren't that great. I mean, at adhering to teamwork, listening to commands, executing commands, you know, general class mechanics, general class knowledge, the speed at which they level, all these things are going to be taken into account. But more importantly than all of that is attitude. You have the right attitude. We can work with you and try to work with you on the rest. We're not going to start booting people like crazy, but we are going to end up cracking down on people soon, based on all of those things. So, let me see what else there was, just to make sure there's nothing else here. We covered the squad system and the leadership with that. We also covered, again, yeah, the other thing is as well, is when we actually went through the applications and people who were applying, like people like Hearsay, we went through the proper application process, which is now a case of they may apply in game. If so, we will actually whisper them as council members. We will refer them to our website and have them apply on the site. And if they fit the bill, they get in. That's how a lot of people have gotten into our guild so far. I say a lot, actually not that many. But, you know, we're not going to be very casual at all when it comes to this recruiting process. We are going to stick to our rules. We're going to make sure we weed out people who are potentially trolls, potentially bad attitude and stuff like that. Again, with H2's revised recruitment requirements, it's really going to put forward a better image to people trying to recruit. Outside of that, though, I think that covers everything. Peter Shaker, was there anything I missed on this list that hasn't been addressed?
Sounds like it hit everything so far.
Cool. Do you have any questions or concerns or disagree with any of the stuff that we went over? Like, are you pretty comfortable with where we're at?
I think that pretty much hit everything I was really concerned about. I think cool. All organization has pretty much been hit, so...
Nice. Okay. What's the next subject on our list, Ezil?
Actually, it's open to members, so if anybody wants to poke me about comments, suggestions, or improvements for the guild.
Going on. Let's let Knighthood go ahead and go first. He had a question.
All right. Here we go. Knighthood, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing about GVG. And this is going to happen, and I'm curious about what the plan is, because I know that during the open beta, we were kind of attacking lots of people all at the same time. I mean, maybe not a lot in comparison to how many people were out there, but, you know, we were constantly fighting, you know, 3 to 4 guilds at a time. If we keep that up, and not to say that people are stupid or smart, but they're going to catch on that, you know, they can just as well see that and see who we're fighting, and they will work together, because if we start pissing people off, they're going to do everything they can to fight us and beat us. So I think that that's something that we need to understand or always keep in mind too, that, you know, when we start going GVG on people, we can't just declare war on the entire world. No offense, I know that a lot of you think you're all badasses and stuff, but we all can't take on everybody. And the other thing, I don't personally think that we're going to be hated so much as envied if we are always on the top. Being hated is one thing. I could see former members hating us or former guildmates or whatever, But the thing, though, is that lots of people will like us because we are on top and they'll want to be part of us or be like us. So I think that we also need to consider the fact that if we play the cards and play the game, you know, the social game, too, not saying be Care Bear, but, you know, if you talk to other guilds and get to know them, you actually set yourself up for the if we ever are at war with anybody, we don't have to worry about, you know, not having friends that could back us up if all of a sudden we get go to war with, like, 10 other guilds.
Yeah,
I'll address that directly. I was going to say, I've been in contact with Sinister Swarm and Thirsty. Sinister Swarm said they have our back, ultimately. That's pretty much the top guild in praise on our server. Tons of members. They ultimately, yeah, they have our back, they said multiple times. We're not going into Head Start. We do not plan on declaring war. We're going to be discussing it very, very seriously before we do anything like that. Because ultimately, we don't want to hinder leveling progress. We don't want to hinder progression, because when Head Start starts, there's no pause. Again, when the game goes live, it goes straight into live. The game comes out and we continue all the way to level 60. So that's going to happen. So we are going to be very mindful of that. I can't stop other guilds from declaring against us, and so on and so forth. So depending on how that happens and how those declarations come in, we'll deal with those as it happens. But ultimately, we're not going to be actively seeking out GBG, probably until endgame, probably till level 60. Ultimately, I don't think that beforehand we're going to be tying our time up with GBG.
You cut out.
Yeah, especially once especially once we get up to 60, I mean, it's going to be a thing to where we're probably going to have a lot of guilds that want to take us on just for the fact of how many wins we do have. And yes, we are going to be initiating some guild wars once we hit level cap and whatnot, but you've also got to remember, I know some people are worried about this, but that's why we do have the chain of command set, so we can look at that situation, and that's what I was talking about earlier with scouts. We're not going to intentionally put the guild in a situation where we can be overtaken by multiple guilds. It may happen. But when we institute GVG, we are going to be very aware of the numbers that we're facing against, and if it is feasible to do it, so we will be taking a tactical mindset on how we go around fighting these guilds. And that's where the squad system comes into play, there to keep you safe and get you to a safe area. If a large number does decide to try and PK us, we'll take care of it from there.
Yeah, I just wanted to have that stated, at least, you know, just to put it out there. So I think it's important that everybody understands that.
Gotcha.
Anything else, Nighthead?
I'm good, thank you.
Alrighty. Spiffy had something to say, but unfortunately she has no mic, so I'm just going to read what she actually messaged me. She just wanted to know about the lobby thing and if we implement anything to protect our lobbies besides placing them in an entirely new guild.
Yes, ultimately, as a council, if we are having serious problems with lobbies getting ganked, we will form up a single squad and take them out. It's going to basically be done on a case-by-case basis by the council, ultimately. So if you have issues getting griefed, ganked, stuff like that, especially in GVG, then call on the council, call on your platoon leader, let us handle it. We'll make sure that you get some protection.
And then she also added kind of just a comment. It's more just a statement that wanted to point out that the council needs to be open to suggestions with tactics and platoon leaders, and remember that the policy stated that we are all equal and valuable. We need some way to make suggestions or tactics while in the middle of battle.
Absolutely. Take it to the your squad leader. They will take it to the platoon leader. And ultimately, the platoon leader and the council together, combined, will make sure that it's heard. Don't drag it into guild chat or team speak and stuff like that. Just, you know, go through the appropriate channels, and we'll make sure it's heard, because there's going to be a lot of valid feedback. And for us to succeed, we're going to have to hear, you know, feedback that's coming from the field, so to speak, from the people out there doing the job. So it's going to be very important we hear it. So don't hesitate on contacting us. You know, Chrono is a very open person. I don't think he's against anything at all. You come to him or come to us as a council, we'll make sure it gets heard. And I want to make sure that, that as a council as well, that we all agree, we're not just going to disregard because opinion, because we think it's wrong. We're gonna you know, really entertain all sides of the picture, so to speak, and run it through other council.
Does any other members have anything else to add, comments or suggestions for the guild? Please poke me. And I am seeing silence, so... actually, Z would like to say something. Z, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I was just going to say about area chat, just the same with the forums and whatnot. Just keep it clean. If people are trolling you in area chat, just don't respond or just be positive as. Like, if anything, that's going to piss them off more. And it just looked good for us.
Yeah, type GG, good luck, have fun, good fight, those kind of things. Just don't be negative.
All right, anybody else? Going once. Oh, hold on, I might have another one. Hold on. One second, I want to give Edge rights. Ed, you have the floor.
All right, so I was wondering about the GVG. Are we going to have more situation where we need to sit down so we don't lose points?
Yes, we are probably. If we end up getting really close, we've been discussing this as a council a lot. And, you know, just so people know that y'all can come to us and... We do disagree in the council also, and this was one of the decisions that some of us did disagree and some agreed on, but we ultimately voted that as a hardcore guild, we do have to take wins regardless of how it's approached. And if it means if we're within just a couple of, you know, people away from winning it, like the other night when we had to say, please stay in the safe zone if you're not traveling with a squad, we need to do this. And if we say that the squads need to pull in because we're just a few hours away from winning something, they're traveling in mass numbers, we can't catch them, then if we stay in the safe zone, just start crafting, working on your guild or your gear and whatnot until we know that the situation's been alleviated and we can push everybody back out then. But those will be big decisions that'll happen based on the situation and what's going on at that time.
I'd like to add to that too. I mean, ultimately, we're not asking a group of people to sit in town. If you have a group, if you have your squad, we're going to be using that squad with everything we discussed earlier, as far as the squad system and stuff like that, to go out there and actually participate in that GVG. You know, that's how we're going to be doing it. It's going to be very rare, I think, for us to ever ask people to stay in town. I don't think that's going to be something we're going to be doing now that the squad system's in place, because, I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, people need to accept that if we get down to the wire and we don't have the numbers to compete and we're winning and we're ahead, to stay ahead, we may have to sit in safe zones. Again, safe zones, as the game happens, as the game progresses, you go past level 38, you go into level 40, the zones split off. It is going to be very hard for a guild to track you down. There are multiple channels. There's several zones to pick from to level in. You're not always, you're going to skip zones in this game. That's going to happen. You know, it's going to be very difficult for them to find you anyway. So, I mean, we do ask that if we're in a GVG, we're going to make sure that we you know, put this information out there, but we're going to have it so that, you know, unless we say otherwise, if you're just trying to level or just do your thing, we're not trying to say stop doing that. If at any point we say, okay, people need to stick to safe zones, we mean people need to be smart. People need to be aware of their surroundings. Where is the nearest safe zone? Go to a safe zone. Run an instance a bunch of times, you know, because there's safe zones. I mean, you can do an instance and no one has to worry about getting PK'd, like outside of SM, for example. And then in addition to that, you've got the other facts as well that come into play, like, you know, switching channels, going to a less populated area, going to a different zone entirely. Because there are, I mean, you go past level 38, you're looking at multiple opportunities of where you can level. You don't have to stay in the same place anymore. You don't have to be in this zone for this level. There's plenty of places you can go, plenty of things you can do. You know, there are a few bottlenecks, and I don't say bottlenecks, but like areas that people converge on. But I wanted to just make sure I addressed that with you, Edge, because I know that was one of your primary concerns during the beta as well. Like, you know, because I know you of all people, you're definitely someone who likes to go out there, PK, and put yourself out there. And you've been doing us good and getting us a lot of kills. And I have nothing against, you know, what you did, because you never fed them kills. You never, you know, repeatedly fed them kills. But I think the way that we're going to handle it is just ask people to be smart. And if we say, we may come up with a safe word like, please stick to safe zones or something to that effect that basically says, be smart about what you're doing, because, you know, we don't want to feed people points. Anyway, any other questions in regards to that, Edge? Or...
No, that was really it.
Thanks, Edge.
All right.
Twisting.
Thanks a lot. Moving on.
All right. Without saying any names, there was a couple of players completely retarding out who, let's say, they went into a certain PvP situation. It didn't work out too well, they died. So they went straight back there, died again, and again, and again, and then complained. I'm sorry, but that's just fucking stupid. If you can't win, don't go back there. Or at least go with backup. Don't keep feeding kills that way. Because that happened with quite a few members. It's one of the reasons why we lost the war against, what's that, QT Brigade? And it's almost the reason how we, I don't know, it was kind of cutting it close with Avid.
Yeah, I agree. It's not needed.
There's no nice way to say it, just that was being really retarded going into a situation you know you can't win.
It's the first rule of the GBG policy as well, in red letters. So.
Alright, anybody else have any comments? Any other comments for the guild? Okay, I see no more pokes, so we're going to move on to the updated GVG Wars for Distar.
All right, so ultimately, I'd like you all to please check the homepage below the post that I made that said Vincent Omnia, Domination of Jagged Coast. Below that is important guild updates. A lot of this is in regards to GVG. Basically, you need to read this in your own time. I'd like you to please read it. I mean, if you want to read it now, by all means, go right ahead. But ultimately, it's going over some of the key points to how GVG is changing and how we as a guild are going to handle GVG going into the future. I mean, a lot of it's already been talked about in this meeting, a lot of the structural stuff in chain of command, blah, 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 blah. But during GVG, there are a few guidelines and rules that you really have to follow for us to succeed. I mean, I'm just going to quickly run through this. Under no circumstances should you ever be traveling around solo when GVG is in progress. That's a given. I mean, not to say that you can't do it, but be smart if you are doing it. I do not want people continually staying in the same channel, dying over and over again to the same group of people. You know, move on. I am not going to lie to you. In all of the GVGs we had, I died once. In all of those GVGs. I gave them 1 point in all of those GBGs because, and I didn't stop progressing. I didn't sit in town for hours and hours on end, except when I was at work. It's a different story, but I only died once. So I'm a slayer. I'm squishy as shit. I should be more susceptible to death, but just being smart, using low pop channels, if I ever went out there solo to grind or whatever, I never got found. I never saw anyone. Nothing ever happened. Be smart about it, guys. I mean, I just can't stress that enough to you. I really can't because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. We removed members because they weren't being smart. And, you know, people were continually going out there and getting ganked. And these were trial members. So we followed our baseline rule. You know, if they're screwing up, they're not going to get a warning. Our members will get warnings if this continues to happen, but we don't want people feeding kills regardless. Go out there with a group. Make sure your group is a solid composition. Don't go out there without a healer and shit like that. Don't do stupid stuff. Make sure your group's able to take it. Otherwise, avoid it, because past level 38, when you hit up the new area, the new continent, you're going to have multiple choices. Anything on that, you know, don't be careless and reckless. That covers itself, basically. You know, to avoid encounters, use the obscure channels. I've covered most of this. Please make sure as well that you inform the guild using guild chat where the enemy is, what their strength is, and what channel. Very important. I don't want people to be roaming around trying to level, and because they didn't hey, it wasn't reported that there was a guild force there. They switched channels and run into someone. So please be mindful of where the enemy is. Please check your guild chat and see locations or points of interest showing up in guild chat. Just look at them. You know, oh, it's 5 ROE members at this location in this channel. Okay, avoid that spot completely then. You know, just be smart. Again, as well, I want to make sure that I stress to you guys that we're making these guild versus guild events with the call to arms. They will become mandatory. What does this mean? Ultimately, it means people who refuse to show up, there could be repercussions for it. I mean, we're not going to be stupid. We're not going to be understanding. We are going to be understanding. We're going to make sure we get with you if you have issues, talk to you if you have problems, and stuff like that. I mean, Edge missed a lot of what we discussed this morning, but we've basically got a call to arms system. The squad system is now in place and stuff like that. So I wanted to make sure you guys, you know, stand completely. Again, you know, cutting down on that time, like we discussed earlier, on assembling when we use call to arms is going to be key to all of this. It should be painless. It should be fun. It should be something we actually look forward to. It shouldn't be like, oh no, a call to arms, fucking goddamn it. It should be like, yeah, fucking call to arms, let's go do this shit. So ultimately, please read over that post. If you have questions about any of the GBG stuff, we've gone over most of it today. I don't think there's going to be any major things to discuss about it, but if you have any other questions, go ahead.
Any questions on GBG Wars? I don't see any folks. Okay. Well, the next thing is, does anybody have anything positive or any kind of praises for the guild or a particular member during the open beta?
Yeah, H2O was amazing. He was just, wow, a great member.
What a
great attitude.
I said for other members and guildmates, not yourself.
This guy.
I do.
Go masturbate in your own time.
I do. Okay,
Sin, go ahead.
Really quick, the only one I can think of, because I don't want to say you're going, well, this guy, anyway, Hearsay, I thought he was really good. We did a couple runs of SM with him, and we decided to train all the way from the beginning to the ladders, which was a really bad mistake, and all of the statics for him, and there were 3 mobs that didn't reset, and he came down with half HP and just wrecked them. And it wasn't just that fact, but the fact that I was sitting there watching him, and he didn't just face tank them. He would hit them and then jump around, avoiding their stuff. And it was really cool to watch someone completely utilize the whole dodging and aspect of the game, like the true combat aspect. And he's really good. He's he was rocking white gloves. And we got gold gloves, and I was like, and he didn't even say anything. And I just happened to check really quick, and I was like, oh no, give him the Hearsay. He's like, no, it's okay, I don't need them. And I just thought that was, you know, really telling of his character that he doesn't like immediately go, oh, I need this, like kind of acting greedy or something. So I really liked his attitude.
Don't want to be rude, but it's about the guild. Not pinpointing members.
I thought you said
both.
About
I think it's
no, yeah, she was.
Riku?
Oh, I was just going to say a shout out to Zeos, and I who was the other person that was with Zeos when they got
Vixen.
Healing low?
Vixen.
Oh my god, you guys are amazing. You won us the fucking war against freaking Kuhn and friends. And yeah.
Yes, have my children.
I think Kimbra wanted to mention somebody.
I wanted to mention like 2 people. Raiden, best Lancer ever on the planet. He is my best friend. I claim him.
No, I claim him. I claimed him.
He's
no.
mine.
Back
He's
the
mine.
Fuck up. No.
I claim
That's
him
so
for...
gay, people. So gay.
And Hearsay, he like is amazing, not at only PvE but PvE. Like, he was rocking greens and wrecking my face. Like, the only reason why I won duels against him was because he was in greens. Like, if he was given the gear, like, oh man, I would be afraid to see what this guy would do.
Good deal. Who else has anything positive?
I'd like to say for the entire guild that last major GVG we did where everybody lined up absolutely impressed me, and I wanted to say that I think I could speak for the entire council by saying that we're really proud of y'all for that. And we look forward to, once we talk with the squad leaders, to be able to move in full-blown lines just like that to show off our coordination. That really impressed me that y'all pulled that off. Thank you, guys.
One thing that I want to mention is that I saw actually a lot of members that were sharing, and then when you were running the SMs, you were getting gold items, and you guys were dispersing those among the guild. A lot of folks were doing that, and I think that's mad props, because when we get to our higher levels, it's just vitally important that we gear up, and we have to, you know, we have to help each other out when we can, and then, you know, once everybody's geared up, then do what you want with it. But I like the non-selfish attitude we've had, and I'm going to give props to my wife, for Ziola, for doing awesome with her sorceress. We did some training, and Zid, he did a great job helping her out and doing some one-on-ones. So it was actually a really fun open beta.
I have someone I'd like to. And that would be Goddess. You know, though his area chat was, you know, kind of at times, he really tried to put ourselves out there, get in touch with other guild leaders, and put shit together. And he, as a priest as well, you know, he's always been somebody who's been considered a very talented player. He's, you know, got a lot to offer. But I think that it's important that we just recognize him and what he's done for the guild so far. He's done a lot in the community. He continues to do a lot in the community. And he's done a lot for our guild here and there, just trying to you know, piece pieces together. He's been a very strong member. I just wanted to give. Oh, you know what? I have another person. I'm going to go ahead and shout out to Edge. Now, I did mention this briefly, but Edge was running around solo a lot, and he was succeeding doing that. He was actually getting us a lot of points and a lot of GPGs just running around by himself. He wasn't getting murdered multiple times. He was very, very, very smart about it, and he did get us a lot of points just so out the Edge's name I saw in the kill count all the time in the top left, which is where my chat log is. You know, so props to Edge, because honestly, you know, with members like him who are continually just reliably bringing those points in without giving any points away or many points away, you know, we need more people who have that independence, but at the same time have the ability to.
I need some council members to go on troll control, as we have Paul and Aria, and I have no idea who these people are. So,
applying to the guild.
I don't know.
Well,
Aria's
from Thomas Gaming. Wanted to talk to us, but I don't know how he got the thing, because
guys,
the only one.
No, the only thing I got to say now.
Let's.
The only thing that we got to say about that is goodbye.
All right, let's wrap up with this first, and we can deal with those guys later. Anybody else have anything else they want to praise or say about the guild or any members before we get off here?
I do.
Riku, go.
I think that everybody did an exceptional job. I really do, and that means everybody here that participated in GVG or whatever. Everybody did wonderfully, and nobody goes without being praised in my eyes. I think that, you know, we did excellent, and if it weren't for each and every one of the people in this channel and some of the people that aren't here, obviously, that we couldn't have done as well as we did. So I just wanted to say thanks for everybody coming out and participating and being active, and I love you guys.
Yeah. The success and victory that we achieved is yours. I mean, it doesn't belong to a single member here, outside of killing the Coon Squad, which does belong to Zeos and Vixen. But outside of that, you know, it really is up to the thanks to you guys that this is all possible. Like, you guys just rock seriously hard. I wanted to say really quick as well, I know there's been a lot of disorganization and all that stuff, but hopefully this meeting has cleared up all of that for you. If you missed this meeting, if you came in late, be sure to get the recording from Ezio. He'll post it up for everybody so that, you know, any of the points that and concerns you may have that you didn't hear get addressed or someone over early in the meeting, that way we can you guys can listen to it again. Outside of that, anyone else for praise?
I want to close this praise moment with this song, and just to reassure you, it's a very gay moment on this guild right now.
Thank you, Zid. Thank you. All right. Well,
okay, nobody... here we go. Wait for the song.
So it's just jealous he didn't get praise.
I praised him.
I don't care about praise.
Oh, gosh, I'm not watching this again. No, close. Goodbye.
What is this? Some weird Asian thing, isn't it?
Oh? It's the best song in the world.
All right. I'm listening to it now. So.
Well, everybody, if you guys are done, if you want to go move on, do your own thing. We're done with this, and have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.